He has brought us all the way. Secondly, the psalmist could raise such a joyous exclamation is the second reason we too can be in a moment of rejoicing. This psalmist could look around in his present situation and see how God was continuing to bless him. All of us have experienced ups and downs. All of us go through our shares of trials and tribulations. All of us have a crazy aunt or a strung-out uncle. There's no home in the reach of my voice that can hang out a shingle that reads, "Nothing the matter here." But sometimes we spend so much time at life's complaint count that we fail to appreciate the blessings we have. The hymnologist was right when he challenged us to count our blessings, to name them one by one. And sometimes we take simple blessings for granted. We can thank God for dirty dishes on the table. Some people went hungry yesterday and will go hungry again today. But you and I will waste more food today than some families around the world will have to eat for a week. Thank God for dirty dishes on the table. We can thank God for dirty clothes in the washroom. Some people literally have nothing to wear but the clothes on their back. But you and I had to sort through a closet to pick out clothes to wear for this day and every day. Thank God for dirty clothes in the washroom.
Mama.
We can thank God for the house we complain about having a mortgage on. Some in our city slept outside last night with a rock as their pillow and the sky as their ceiling. But you and I went into our homes, got in our comfortable beds, pulled the covers over us, and slept in comfort all night long.
See ya.
We can thank God for our house. It may not be a mansion in Delaney Valley, but we can thank God for the row house in East Harlem. We ought to praise God for the car we complain about paying for. It wasn't too long ago that we were calling for a taxi or hailing a hack on the street. But now we can go outside, get in our car, and go where we want to go. It may not be a Jaguar, a Lexus, or a Bentley, but thank God for the Humvee that we drive. And none of this would have been possible if it had not been for the Lord on our side. Lastly, the psalmist could rejoice because his faith and hope was in a God who had brought him thus far along the way and who he was trusting to take him into a future yet unseen. He had known that God had kept him in his days of youth and that God had walked with him in his days of prosperity and even in his days of despair. And he was willing now to put his trust in the same God to carry him forward into the future. And the same God who stepped out from nowhere and spoke and worlds came into being. The same God who scooped out the valleys and pushed up the mountains. The same God who walked with David down in the valley to fight a giant named Goliath. The same God that Isaiah saw high and lifted up. The same God who came through 40 and two generations, was born as a baby, grew up as a child, and walked the dusty roads of Palestine. The same God who healed like a doctor and taught like a teacher. That same God will be with us not just in days past, not just today, but in days yet unseen. So if it had not been the Lord on our side, we would not be here today to even rejoice in this moment. Go forward into 2015 with the same God who has brought you to this point in life. May he bless you and keep you throughout the year. Amen.
Amen. Bishop, thank God for such a time as this. You're here amongst us, man. Thank you so very much.
Bless you for the opportunity just to share a word.
Thank you so very much. Much blessings to you and family, as I stated. Y'all join me. We're going to sign a petition if he don't get it ready, his prayer book. So we're working with it, and sooner or later he'll say, "Larry, it's time." Bishop, thank you, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Same to you. Take care.